We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 15. Desperate Times.
Part 3 of 3.
It took us several hours to get just a few miles in the direction of where they heard the signal. We left the tower sometime early afternoon, and it was already starting to get dark. Kelly was still driving as Michael and I watched for anything out of the windows.
All right, Pegs, we need to start looking for some place for the night. Keep your eyes peeled. Kelly, you just focus on not getting us stuck.
That was only like twice. It's not easy out here.
I'm not blaming you.
If we head a ways that way, we'll head into a little residential area. Would that work?
Maybe find one that is two stories, stay on the second floor?
Something like that might work. We need to find some food as it is, but then again, there's a lot of places to hide in there.
There! There's three of them, look!
Right, turn right, Kelly.
Already doing it.
Don't risk it, just keep going further.
I don't think they saw us.
We continue on this road much further and we're gonna end up in the ocean.
Well, then we look for a beach house.
After searching for half an hour, Michael finally found the perfect place, as he called it. From the front, it didn't look like a very big house, but when we got close, I could see how deep it went. The house was built against a cliff. It wasn't one story like I'd thought, but the first floor was actually the top, and each floor below went further down the cliffside. The last and bottom floor opened up onto the beach. We drove up the driveway as the sky glowed a dark blue. The sun had already set 20 minutes ago, and it was starting to get dark.
Wow, this is nice.
I've never been to a house like this before.
Shh, hey, keep it down. At least till we get inside. Stay behind me. Here, Kelly, you take the rifle. Pegs, I'll need the pistol.
But what do I...
We only got two. This isn't the time. You can grab my bag.
Gee, thanks.
There's a stun gun inside it. Better than nothing. Remember, let me fire. This won't be as loud.
Then you go first.
It's unlocked.
What does that mean?
It means someone might be home.
A little lighter on your feet, girl.
Sorry.
I don't see anything on this side.
This one either. All right, we need to go room to room.
I wouldn't feel safe if we didn't.
You hear that?
I did. But not anymore.
Came from downstairs.
Hold on. Let's check this room over here first. Can't let anything...
Sneak up behind us? I get it.
There it is again!
Okay, follow me.
Maybe it's a dog or something?
Then it's a big-ass dog.
Do you see it?
Over there, the kitchen pantry.
It's shut.
I swear it's in there.
Okay, I'm gonna shoot through the door.
Wait, what if it's a person?
Really?
Well, it could be.
Hello? If you can hear us, come on out. Okay, fair enough. I'm shooting through the door.
Wait, what if it's an animal?
I'll aim high. I think I got it.
You want to check?
No.
Would you check? You said you'd go first.
Ah! I got him. He's down. You don't have to shoot.
You have blood.
I know. He got close. It's just in my shirt and pants. I'm fine.
Oh.
Pegs. Flashlight.
Michael beamed his light into the pantry, and we saw the bag of dog food on the floor had been torn open and the pieces were scattered across the floor. It must have been crouched down low, eating what it could. As we looked up, we saw all of the other food had already been torn open.
There anything left in there?
There is. A few cans, I can see. Ah! Oh!
Just a mouse. Get over
it. Well, I'm sorry. You stand here and have it pop out at you, and you not jump. And that was a rat.
Well, at least we have something.
Perfect, because I'm starving.
Nuh-uh. We have to clear the rest of the house first.
Yeah, I guess.
Come on. Let's hope we don't get any more surprises.
After all the rooms had been checked, we made sure every window and door was locked. We closed all the blinds and the curtains. The house had 4 floors in all. At the bottom, you could walk right out and step onto the beach. Michael didn't think it would be safe down there, so we stayed in the middle and set up camp in the living room on the 2nd floor. There were large bay windows with heavy cloth curtains that we drew to keep in the light of the fireplace. Michael had cooked us a pot of beef stew in the fire. After we ate, we all searched for other supplies around the house.
Hey, keep it down.
Sorry, it just slipped.
Yeah, I heard that before.
Oh, the pot. Right. You're such an ass.
What? That's like old times now. I was just making a...
joke, yeah. I get it. Hey, there's some soda here.
Well, I prefer water, but it's better than nothing.
Should we attempt to look in the fridge?
I wouldn't. I already looked. No water in there. Just some things that went bad a while ago. Lucky for us, the fire burned away most of the smell.
Where have you been?
Found some extra clothes to change into. The car got a little hot today, and I've been sweating, so thought it would be best considering we can't bathe.
Yeah, I know. Don't remind me.
You might want to do the same.
What, are you saying I smell?
Well, I would never say that to you.
But you mean it.
I'm just glad we have the fire going for multiple reasons.
Really? I do? What do you want me to do?
I was joking. Who can't take it now? The smell, it's not that bad. But, I mean, we all do. It's just something we have to get used to.
But a fresh set of clothes certainly won't hurt.
Hey, why don't we just head downstairs and freshen up? We have the world's biggest bathtub in our backyard. We might not be able to drink it, but it certainly would help.
In the morning, might not be such a bad idea. It's dark out, and I think it's time to get some sleep. So, we all gonna sleep here on the couch, or what?
Well, I figure you two can. I could... make up something here on the floor.
Oh, come on. There are like 6 bedrooms here. The living room isn't going to be much safer than if we were a few feet away.
Well, I would rather get a nice night's sleep if I could. It's going to be a long day tomorrow, and who knows where we might be sleeping next.
All right. I'm not going to argue. It's better than the floor.
I'll be over there in this room. You two going to be in that one over there?
What? Together?
Yeah. I mean, it's you too, right?
I'm just gonna stay in there. Is that all right?
Yeah. It's perfectly fine by me.
Oh, so you're not together?
We don't really care to define it.
We sort of, you know, take things as they are, right?
I guess we do.
Right.
Seriously, I don't know what you two are waiting for.
Well, good night.
You two are so strange.
Hey, you can't force these sorts of things, you know.
I've been married twice. Of course I know. But then again, you won't know until you try. Oh, hey, don't want to go to bed without this.
Yeah.
Night.
Okay, fine. I'll get the fireplace.
We wouldn't want the whole place catching fire, would we?
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to sleep with this going.
Yeah, I just thought about that myself.
Well, I got it covered.
Do you really have to do that in here? It's gonna smell.
We just had the fireplace going for hours, and you're worried about this?
Yeah, it smells different.
I thought you were going to bed.
I thought I was too. And then I came out here and I, well.
Yeah?
I was just thinking about the nightmares and everything.
Oh, you think you might get them again? Well, I'm right next door if you need me, and. Or would you prefer it if I stayed with you?
Well, I wasn't, referring to that.
Oh, sorry. No, I just thought, I thought you were hinting at,
At what?
Well, obviously you weren't.
Okay, well, I guess you can have your smoke. I shouldn't tell you what to do. I mean, it's not gonna matter in my room.
What? Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Come on. Damn it. What the hell does she expect from me? How am I supposed to... Who knows what she wants? What is it?
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive.
Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zoom. Keyword, We're Alive.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
What if I were to tell you that your zombie survival plan will fail, and that what you assumed you and your friends could do in theory is in fact much harder than you ever imagined? But there's a way to test your plan, and it's with the zombie survival RPG Outbreak Undead. Outbreak Undead is a pen and paper role-playing game that allows you to accurately simulate any kind of zombie apocalypse scenario you can imagine. From lumbering hordes to sentient fast hunters, the options for infinite terror are in your hands. Go online to outbreakundead.com to learn more and take our online test to create yourself as a character.
To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com.
Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Tammy Klein, and Scott Marvin. I'm Michael Swan, edited by Mike Robertson and Casey Whalen. This chapter was written by Casey Whalen. Associate Producer, Jason Scott. Composers, Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Produced by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen. Zombie intern, Grayson Stone. This has been a Modern Myth production.